Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Shakti on Fire podcast, created by Joy Leng. She is an empowerment coach for women, author of From Zero to Shakti, an online course provider, a speaker, and a warrior goddess facilitator. This podcast explores the focus of her empowerment coaching for women, which is authenticity, intuition, power, and play. Her dream is to ignite 1 million women to do 3 million good deeds by 2028. And she invites you to be a part of this dream at joyleng.com. Now, I present to you the dreamer and creator of Shakti on Fire podcast, Joy Leng.
Hello, world. Welcome to Shakti on Fire podcast. I'm really excited today because this is our very first segment in the healing section of this podcast, where we learned how to transform pain into power and wounds into wisdom. Today, we are very privileged to have an interview with Rimi Yoshida, who is the very first Singapore emotion coach and body coach practitioner. She works with clients of all ages on issues such as abuse, ADHD, allergies, anger, anxiety, body or joint pain, panic, and self-esteem. She's devoted to helping others heal themselves for greater health and happiness. You cannot have a more impressive bio than that. And so here I present to you Rimi Yoshida. Hello, Rimi. Are you here? Hello, Rimi. Are you here?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay, Rimi. So tell us a bit more about yourself.
Okay, well, your introduction was very kind and generous indeed. So I've been doing the emotion code and body code since 2013. I am, as you mentioned, the first practitioner in Singapore. And I came into this work originally because I wanted to actually heal myself. And I found that it was so effective that I just had to share it with other people. And so I found myself becoming a healing practitioner, which I never dreamed I would actually become. And ever since then, the rest is history.
That's a really powerful story. So you found it very effective for yourself, and then you got inspired. You got inspired enough to want to do this work for others. So tell us more about what actually is emotion code and body code.
Okay. The emotion code is an energy healing technique that allows people to let go of their trapped emotions. You may not believe it, but emotions actually do get stuck in the body, and they can create pain and sometimes malfunction in parts of the body, or they could make you just feel bad, you know, upset and things like that. This was created by a chiropractic physician named Dr. Bradley Nelson. From the emotion code came the body code, which is similar, but it's more comprehensive because you can use it for clearing a lot more than just your emotions. For example, you can use it to clear things like toxins and pathogens. You can use it to clear negative beliefs and even correct imbalances and deficiencies.
Well, it sounds truly all comprehensive. So how, so can you describe what is a typical session, what happens in a session? Like just walk the listeners through the process in a typical session.
Okay. So most of the time, a client will come with an issue in their minds already. So spend a few minutes talking about what's happening, what's going on, and what kind of troubles they're going through at the moment. And after that, I will connect to them energetically and start to muscle test them and find out where we have to start from. because even though in their minds they might be thinking, I really want to start with A, their bodies might actually tell them, well, let's start with B first.
Oh.
Right. So we follow along the wisdom of the subconscious and the body. The body will guide us through the session and will clear whatever you need to clear and follow that stream until your body says, I've finally had enough. I've cleared all that I can clear today, and this is all that we can do. That usually takes about 1 hour, and that's where we stop.
I love how you say follow the wisdom of the subconscious. So what do you mean by that?
Okay, so I'm pretty sure a lot of you know that the mind is likened to an iceberg, where the conscious part of our mind is the part that you see above the water, and the subconscious is the rest that's submerged under the water. And it's a lot bigger than the conscious mind. It will store a lot of information there. Everything that's happened to your body, for example, past experiences, memories and feelings and thoughts that you've had, it's all recorded in there. So when you muscle test, you're actually accessing that part of your mind. And your subconscious will tell you things that maybe you can't even remember anymore in the brain, in the conscious part of your brain, because you've put it into storage, into the subconscious, and so you just don't remember it anymore. But the body does. And so we can draw out a lot of information that way.
So when you mentioned about clearing things that's from the past, things that you might not even remember, how far do we extend from the past? Like, is it beyond this lifetime?
Sometimes it can happen, yes. Even if you don't believe in things like past lives, your mind, your subconscious mind, can take us there. You can also inherit things, too, from your parents or your ancestors.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that can be inherited?
A lot of things. Most of the time, it will be emotions. And sometimes negative mental energies as well, traumas, for example. Those can be inherited too.
So these are like for example, negative emotions from the mother, from the father that the child is that carried to this lifetime in the physical body. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it's possible. Let's say one of the parents, or maybe both of the parents, have their own, you know, emotional baggage, that memory is stored in their own bodies. And so when a child is conceived, sometimes if that emotional energy is really strong, it can get passed on to the child too. And it can sometimes go back for many generations.
Many generations. So this thing that you have, this negative energy that you have, could even be from like the grandparents?
Yes. I've had some that have gone back for hundreds of generations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this concept might be a little bit challenging for some people to grasp, but it's very interesting to think about how energy, emotions can be carried through generations after generations. This is something that I guess modern society will normally will not, you know, connect with.
Right.
So what is the difference between emotion, body code, with the other therapies that's out there?
I think the biggest difference is that it's fast. You connect to the subconscious and you muscle test it for whatever, and you can release it right on the spot. So it's very, very fast. You don't have to do a lot of remembering what happened. You don't have to rehash the memories. And you don't have to sit with the experience, for example, but you just need to tap in, locate what's there, and release it without any fuss.
So it sounds to me like you're saying, well, you don't have to, it's not like talk therapy. You need to sit down with a qualified practitioner and you talk through the emotions, you revisit the experience where the emotions were generated, and you don't have to do that, and you even don't have to remember where the emotions come from.
Right. because sometimes you can't, right? Especially if it's painful, you may actually have blocked it out of your memory or your conscious memory. So it is difficult to remember everything that happened. But with the emotion code and the body code, since we're tapping into the subconscious and we're testing your body to tell us, is it yes or is it no, then that's, we can find out. But we don't have to actually know what happened and what you felt, what you're thinking, because what we're interested in is not to remember everything again, but to release energy. So that's the whole point about this, is this technique, is to clear energy.
I love how you say this is not about remembering. This is about clearing the energy that is not serving you. Right. So earlier you mentioned that in a typical session, you will start by asking the client what she or he wants to clear, and then you will muscle test to see whether your client say is in alignment with what the subconscious mind wants to clear, and you use this technique called muscle testing.
Right.
So can you tell us more what muscle testing is?
Okay. So this is an applied kinesiology technique. What it is it uses the principle that your body will elicit a response for any kind of stimuli. When it's a positive stimuli, that means it's good for the body. The muscles will be strong, as in they stay firm and locked. But if it's a negative stimuli, then the muscles go weak, and it means that it's not good for the body or not beneficial or not safe. So, for example, there are many ways to do muscle testing because you can test different muscles. But the idea is that whatever muscle part you're testing, you want to know whether it will stay strong when you ask a question or if it will go weak. And that's how we find out whether we're getting a right or a wrong answer.
So when you do muscle testing, normally which muscle do you use?
Okay, so I use a self-testing technique when I do my sessions, and I become proxy for the client. And I prefer this method over testing on the client simply because it's faster and it's less tiring for the client. Often when you test on a client, they have to hold out their arm or a leg, and it can get a bit tiring after a while. So if I can self-test as the client's proxy, then it's very fast. I can ask many, many more questions, and nobody gets tired.
Mm-hmm. So when you use yourself as a proxy, so are you, which part of your muscle are you using? Are you using your hand, and which part of the hand?
Okay, so I use my hand. And there's one that is, I think it's called the hole-in-one method. Well, this is what Dr. Nelson calls it. He calls it the hole-in-one method, where I insert fingers into a ring that I make with my other hand, and I test to see whether the ring will stay closed or open.
Ooh.
Right. And when it's closed, it means yes, and when it opens, it means no.
Now, isn't that a fascinating new world for most of us? Wow, muscle testing and this hole-in-one method. Share with us, what are some of the memorable experiences you have using emotion and body code on your clients?
Okay. I can think of two off the top of my head. There have been several, but the two that come first to my mind are, one, this one lady who came to see me, she came to see me because of an addiction to Diet Coke. And that she was addicted to Diet Coke for, I think, 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Every day. She just had to get through her day because she's a very busy woman. She has a lot of things to look after, and she needs that energy to keep her going. But, you know, obviously it's not very healthy, and to have a habit like that for so long is not going to be good for the long run. So we did one session, and then she went back home and she told me, you know what, I had all these cans of Coke in my house and I don't even feel like drinking a single one. And that was it. Ever since that day, she completely stopped, and she hasn't gone back since.
Really, a 17 years addiction gone with what, one session?
Yes, with one session, yes.
Wow, I can just imagine the listeners now rushing to get your contact number. And most are probably addicted to carbonated drinks, fast food, and potato chips. I think the list goes on. Yeah. Wow, so were you surprised?
Yeah, she was definitely one of the fastest responding people I've had. That was really great. I was glad for her.
Yeah, that's truly a remarkable story. You mentioned there's another experience?
Yeah, so this one was when I was doing an introductory talk, and I actually had a participant who Skyped in. So I was here in Singapore, and she was in Japan. And after I shared about this work, I always have a demo section where I allow everyone to have a try with this work.
Mm.
So she wanted to try it out too, so I said, sure. So I connected with her, and I asked her, okay, do you have a pain in your body right now? And she said, yes, I've got back aches. So I said, okay, let me tap in and let's see what's causing them. So I connected to her while I'm in Singapore and she's in Japan. And I found out that she had some scalar energy. This is a kind of, I'll just call it like low radio frequency.
Oh.
Yeah, that was trapped in her body. And as it turns out, she, as a young child, she was living in a house that was near those radio towers.
Oh.
Yeah, for a couple of years. So we cleared that, and then I questioned her to see, is her back pain gone? And she said, yeah, wow, I do feel a lot better. And that was it. But then she wrote to me again that evening saying, you know, I felt lighter after that one release that you did for me. But now it's really gone. And I felt this good before in all the times that I've tried to take care of my backache. So that was another really amazing session for me too.
So this is the client who called in via Skype?
Right.
Ah, so you mean that you can do emotion code, you don't have to do it face-to-face?
No, I don't. I can do this over a distance.
Wow, that is wonderful.
Yeah, it's very handy in that aspect.
So for non-practitioners, is there a way that we can use emotion code as well?
Yes, there is. Actually, the book, The Emotion Code, written by Dr. Nelson, was meant for people to pick it up and use it for themselves. So he teaches you how to muscle test, and he will teach you how to identify trapped emotions in your body and how to release them.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Okay, so I should, if you can send me a link to the book, I can add it to the show notes so the listeners can go and check out the book if they are interested.
Yes.
So thank you, Rimi. That was very informative, and I think that most listeners might find it very interesting as well. I know that you have a free gift for the listeners.
Yes, I do. So in all the experience that I've had people come to me with questions like, I want a muscle test, but I'm having a lot of trouble. And some people do find it hard. So I wrote a quick short guide on how you can help yourself pick up muscle testing, because in the beginning you tend to have lots of doubts, you know, and however, when we do this, we don't have no way of really knowing if it's working or not, and that doubt tends to kill your chances of being able to self-test. So I created this guide for anybody who's interested in learning how to self-test, and if you write to me, I can send it to you for free.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you, Rimi, for creating this free gift. And I myself is really curious about muscle testing, and I have for a while, so I really have to try this. So if you would like to have a copy of the muscle testing PDF, it will be included in the show notes. Thank you so much, Rimi, for your time with us, sharing all this information.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so as always, we will end with the definition of Shakti on fire. And on top of it, I also have a gift for the listeners. This is a very short Tibetan healing bowl meditation. So I invite you to, unless you're driving, please do not do that if you're driving right now. If it's, you're in an appropriate situation, I invite you to just relax, take a deep breath, and set an intention, perhaps, for the meditation. It's just about 2 minutes, and allow the healing bowl to do its work for you. So, Shakti on fire. A Shakti on fire is a playful goddess who unites her power with intuition and authenticity in loving service to herself and others. And remember to grab the free chapter of my latest book, From Zero to Shakti, also included in the show notes. So let's start with the meditation.
Energy ad infinitum. The only thing that limits human potential is its own definition of itself.
That was beautiful. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you have enjoyed our interview with Rimi Yoshida about her work with emotion and body code. If you would like to contact her, her information is available in the show notes. So is the free muscle testing PDF. Remember to download my free chapter giveaway of my latest book, From Zero to Shakti, also included in the show notes. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Till the next episode, stay blessed and be kind to yourself. Namaste.